Atlantic City is reeling from a series of casino closures, four so far this year. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the first order of business is to stop the bleeding, and he released today what amounts to a turnaround plan for Atlantic City. In the first of two reports, NPR's Yuki Noguchi tells us about the scramble that's already underway to revive the city's prospects.
For a city with lots of closed shops and casinos, there's also a fair amount of new construction. Across from the shuttered Trump Plaza, Atlantic City Mayor Donald Guardian proudly shows off what will be a Bass Pro Outdoor Goods store occupying a whole city block.
It'll open up in the springtime.
The state's Casino Reinvestment Development Authority chipped in land and $12 million for the project.
It's going to employ 290 people, so that's real good for the city as well.
In trying to recast itself, Atlantic City must partially wean itself from its biggest industry. Gaming lifted the city out of disrepair four decades ago, but over the years, Guardian says, the city became too dependent on it.
And the city was happy because it provided decent-paying jobs with benefits, and it paid the taxes, but we lost everything else. You lose your whole entrepreneurial spirit.
Guardian and redevelopers want to do what Las Vegas did two decades ago at smaller scale, branch out into more entertainment and conference and event hosting.
You're looking at the steel structure. There was 9 million pounds of steel that is used in this.
Rick Mazur gazes at what will be the Waterfront Conference Center, built with substantial backing from the Casino Reinvestment Authority and Caesars Entertainment. Mazur is regional president of Caesars. Inside the adjacent casino and hotel, a food industry and teachers convention are taking place. That's perfect, Mazur says, because meetings fill in weekdays and off-season months when summer gaming season falls off.
This is the business that I think will evolve and regrow Atlantic City.
But some are skeptical about the potential payoff from new construction. On the city's famous boardwalk in front of the darkened Trump Plaza, I meet Oliver Cook, an economist at nearby Stockton College. Cook says city officials have an uphill battle.
You simply are not going to consume your way out of the morass that you're in. Doing things like building more retail, building more convention centers has a very, very limited upside.
Early this year, the Atlantic Club and the Showboat casinos closed. The $2.4 billion Revel opened and closed within 10 months. Then Trump Plaza, and next month the Trump Taj Mahal could close as its parent company negotiates with creditors through bankruptcy. The city's gaming revenue is half the $5 billion it was at its peak 8 years ago. Competition is fierce. According to the American Gaming Association, there are now 1,400 casinos in the country, 100 of them on the East Coast. There is talk of reselling, reopening, and repurposing some casinos. This week, Cook's employer, Stockton College, announced it intends to buy the old Showboat property. The Revel's new owners are reportedly planning to reinvest and reopen. Meanwhile, the casinos that remain are doubling down.
We had a request for this Argonaut.
The night I'm there, crooner Alan Edwards is the lounge act at resorts.
I have a blue, blue Christmas.
It feels old school. Indeed, Resorts is Atlantic City's first casino and had its own brush with death 4 years ago.
Everybody around would have bet that this would have been the first place to close.
But it didn't. Mark Gianantonio is Resorts CEO. He says instead, a new owner, backed again by the State Development Authority, invested in a Margaritaville restaurant and gaming wing, and now Resorts is turning a profit. In addition to commercial projects, Mayor Don Guardian hopes state grants will attract new residents who want to invest and rebuild the city, one rundown home at a time.
Then we've got to work on our school system. But I got to fix the city first, find jobs, get taxes, reduce costs to government, make the place pretty, and then we'll work on the schools. I like the challenge.
He's going to need that optimism. The challenge gets tougher with every casino closure. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.